bless your fucking veins.
Yes?
That's real good.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Stuff my fucking whore hole.
Get a life and stop jacking it.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, feels fucking fantastic, man.
Party in my pants.
Guy barked on my tits.
You get off on this, don't you?
I want to milk the chocolate out of your cock.
I drop a load on me.
Get down and bite on my nubbin.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're
going
to rape
you. We're going to kick
you. Oh, yeah. Yes. Hey, freaks. Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday show. Yes, Sextastic Wednesday. We did not read a piece of fan fiction on yesterday's program, so I thought we would do it today. You guys have been asking for something other than gross porn. You know, I've been reading a lot of fan fiction. I've been reading a lot of just really disgusting scenarios. So today I've got just a poorly written story. A lot of run-on sentences. Bonus, my voice is still shit. What really sucks is I'm going to be doing two shows today, kind of, because I'm posting this program and it'll be appearing on the feed in the late afternoon. And then I have to turn around and do another show because I'd like to post something for Sideshow Freaks tomorrow. And I want that to appear on the feed shortly after midnight. It's a real clusterfuck. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now.
It's Sextastic.
All right, it certainly is. Now, for those of you new to the program, A, I typically don't sound quite this annoying. And two, Sextastic Tuesday is a simple bit where I just read you a porno, basically. I find a sex story that's either gross or has bizarre themes or is just poorly written, and I present it to you, and we laugh at the stupidity together. All right, here we go. Today's story is called The Kicker Always Gets the Quarterback 2. It's a sequel. Hot off the success of The Kicker Always Gets the Quarterback 1. All right. After classes for the day, I went straight to Henry's apartment, and luckily he lives alone, and it wasn't too long before he had his cock in my ass and fucking me like a horny rabbit, and oh, he was a horny young man. Okay, that was all one sentence. When I ever we fell asleep, he would wake me up and fuck me some more, and it happened a lot during the night, and I can tell you I had a sore ass the next day, but it was well worth it. The rest of the week was spent of going to class and practicing for next week's game, and I wasn't able to get another fuck from Henry before he went back home for the weekend. But before he left, he sent me a video message of him jacking his cock off, and gee, I gave that video a good workout over the weekend. That's like sentence two. We're three paragraphs into the story, yet it's just the second sentence. Figure that one out. I get the feeling that, you know, some people actually jerk off while writing these stories. You know what I mean? You want to be able to take your time when crafting a good piece of erotic fiction. And if you're jerking off, I feel like maybe you just want to, you know, get to the climax quickly. All right. The next week was just as hectic, and Henry and I didn't see much of each other than at practice, and that's about it. It's hard to keep in touch outside of the locker room when there are 3 years above you at the same school. Of course, we had showered at the same time, and a couple of times I caught him looking at my hung cock, and I caught him feeling up our star running back as well. He was having a good wank of his cock and groped his ass with a good handful of ass as well. I was feeling a bit down. I want to read that sentence again. He was having a good wank of his cock and groped his ass with a good handful of ass as well. Sure. I was feeling a bit down after that, but he reassured me I was his main love interest and told me Craig, who is our star running back, wouldn't mind sucking my cock as well, and I was over the moon about that. His little boyfriend turned his frown upside down. Game day is always a very nervous one for me, and I always have a million things running through my head. This week we have a home game, and our fans can be fantastic when we're going strong, but brutal when we're going shit. I arrived at our home stadium early, like I always do, and I walked into the locker room and got into my uniform straight away. Of course, my jock went on first, and I felt someone squeeze my ass, and then my cut. Where are the other guys in the football team? You know, the ones who would yell, "Faggot!" at them. "Hey, Jonathan, look, we got a couple queers on our team. Let's fucking burn them. Right? Let's tie them up to the chain link fence and set them on fire. Woo! Mustangs rule!" Okay. All right, back to the story here. Yes, I felt someone squeeze my ass and then my cock, and I turned my head, and it was Henry, and he said, "If I had a career best day today, period, I will be fucked like I have been fucked before tonight. After the game..." Wait, what was that? Okay. "I will be fucked like I have been fucked before tonight, after the game, and I started to come straight away. He gave my cock another squeeze and kissed my neck and went to his locker. Then, as I was about to pull on my football pant, I felt a finger run up inside my ass, and it felt really nice, and I looked back, and it was Chris! And he said the same thing as Henry did, and I knew I was going to be in for a good fuck tonight. My career best was 3 from 3 at field goals, and I have a feeling I am going to have a great game. We won the toss and decided to receive, and the first drive looked like I wasn't going to get my first attempt for the game until Chris broke up one of the middle, and I was brought down 10 yards shy of our goal line." All right. First of all, I don't think this guy knows anything about football. Second, I'm not going to read the next, you know, two paragraphs where he's just talking about the football game. I will say this, though. It's kind of odd that every time, you know, Chris does something good or, you know, makes a touchdown or whatever, his friend Henry comes and, like, grabs his balls or, you know, licks his neck or, you know, like, there's a stadium full of people watching you. At any rate, apparently this guy has his personal best day or whatever game. Chris whispered in my ear, "Congratulations, you're going to get a good fucking tonight." The rest of the game was a snooze fest, and we celebrated back in the locker room. I'm always last to take a shower, and when I went, I had my shower. I saw our star wide receiver and our star linebacker all hot and heavy. What is this? Fag you? Like, where? What school is this? Christ. All right. I saw our star wide receiver and our star linebacker all hot and heavy, and it wasn't too long before Brent, our star linebacker, was sucking Aaron, our star... Everyone's a star. Our star wide receiver's cock. I just stood there under the shower head and watched it. It was so hot, and by the time I finished my shower, Aaron had cummed all over Brent's face, and they were happy. We all went back to Coach Johnson's house for a party to celebrate a massive day for the school. I didn't realize how many gay men we had on our team. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was about to realize there are at this party. Now we're getting down to business. I arrived at the party and Henry and Chris greeted me on the arrival, and we entered the house and all the team were there, and to many absolute surprise, there was no girls or any cheerleaders present. Right? I kind of understood that. Henry and I sat together for most of the night, and we both wondered where Chris went off to. Then a naked Coach Johnson announced himself and then announced Chris's record, and Chris appeared naked. Coach Johnson announced for his record-breaking efforts, Chris will give back to the team what it deserves. Blowjobs. Coach sat down in an easy recliner and held his hung cock up for Chris to sit on, and Chris took it like a man. A couple of the guys went and their cock sucked, and the rest went to other room in house and fucked each other. I don't think this person was, you know, I don't think English is their first language. Chris got a good fucking from Coach Johnson, and he looked beat. So he decided to stay the night. So he decided to stay the night, and Henry and I went back to Henry's place. As soon as we walked in the door, Henry was on to me and was quickly ripping my clothes off to get straight to my cock, and he was very quick, and I was naked in no time, and Henry dropped to his knees and started sucking my cock, and oh, God, have I been wanting a long time for this, period, finally. He was bobbing his head up and down at a good rate. And what's a good rate, by the way, for, you know, bobbing your head up and down while sucking cock? Is there like a beats per minute type thing? Or bobs per minute? And I was so close to coming, it wasn't funny, and I finally cummed, and it shot like a gun straight into Henry's mouth. Shot through the other side. And oh boy, was I a happy man. I pulled Henry's shorts and jock down and started sucking his cock, and oh boy, is it a monster. And I just started sucking harder and faster, and Henry moaned louder and louder with slow suck I made. Yes, well, with slow suck I made. It wasn't too long before he shot his load into my mouth, and it was so tasty. We went straight up to Henry's bedroom, and Henry pushed me stomach first onto his bed and inserted his cock into my ass as soon as he was positioned behind me. And oh, fuck, what a feeling it was having his cock back in my ass. And it didn't take long to start fucking me hard and fast. And oh, it was in heaven. What was in heaven? His cock? His ass is like a portal, right? You stick your dick through that rectum and boom, you're in heaven. It's like Stargate. Starfish Gate. All right. He just kept saying, "You're my slut," and today's effort was very slut-worth. And I was like, "What? What the hell does that mean? What is slut-worth?" I started to fuck my ass really hard, talented, and fat. Wait a second. Let me start that over from the last period, 18 paragraphs ago. Okay. I started to fuck my ass really hard and fat. I'm thinking he meant fast. And it wasn't too long before Henry shot a big load into my ass, and oh boy, was that the most wonderful ass fuck I have received in a long time. Sure, sure. Henry removed his meat from my gaping asshole and turned me over and said, "It's my turn to be fucked." Didn't he just get fucked? And I sat up, and Henry sat on my cock. Oh, Henry's going to get fucked now. With his back facing me, and I started to fuck his ass, and oh, it was a great feeling again. I started off at a hot pace, and he all Henry could say was, "Fuck my not-so-virgin ass, my slut." And once he finished saying that, I increased the tempo and fucked him. What about the pitch? I'm worried about that. All right. And fucked him harder and fast, and it wasn't too long before I shot my hot load into his ass, and we were both satisfied young men. We went straight to sleep after our fuck session, and not like the other night, I wasn't woken 10 times to be fucked by Henry. We both woke in the morning to Chris's. We both woke, period. In the morning to Chris's moaning at the sight of us two naked in bed together. Sunday will be a great day together, I hope. Football, beers, and plenty of sex. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday. I honestly would be, I'd rather be up in Ashtabula visiting with all of the funeral homes, planning the inevitable, than have to read that story. It was that painful. All right, so there you go. Sextastic Tuesday for August 7th, 2010. Brought to you, of course, by AdamandEve.com. For a limited time. They keep extending this because you guys are taking advantage of this amazing deal, and they love you freaks. Honestly, I'm not going to shit with you. I have talked to the Adam and Eve people, and they have been blown away by you guys and taking advantage of this offer and all this other bullshit. 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK, FREAK. If you want another way you can support this program, and you want something nice for yourself of the penis pump variety, of the dildo vibrator lingerie sexy movie variety, help the show out and help yourself out by finding something in Adam and Eve. Use coupon code FREAK. You get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, support the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Tomorrow's show will be exclusive just for my paying members, and I'm trying to find some other exclusive content and stuff I think you guys would enjoy to post up on the feed as well. So if you want all of that stuff, you know, plus an entire archive worth of DV episodes dating back to 2004 and even earlier before I even had a podcast, sign up right now so you can check out all that shit and do videos and stuff like that occasionally. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. Do you remember, I guess it was last week when I was talking about toddlers and Tierra, how one of the mothers was dressing her like 2-year-old up as Dolly Parton with big tits and a big ass and shit? Well, that goddamn show is at it again. How could this show top Dolly Parton? How about a prostitute? The Parents Television Council has reacted with outrage over a preview of the latest episode of Toddlers and Tierras that sees a 3-year-old dressed as a prostitute. The TLC program shows the child's mother dressing young Paisley up in a costume to mimic Julia Roberts' character from the 1990 hit movie Pretty Woman. I think it would be great if there was a mother who was a Distorted View fan who dressed her daughter up like some of the prostitutes I feature on my show, like a crack whore or something, and have the little, like, 2-year-old prancing around saying shit like, I suck a little dick, smoke a little crack, and turn it into a song and dance type routine. According to Radar Online, the PTC said, we have a serious problem when a network formerly known as The Learning Channel features a toddler who probably hasn't even learned to read dressed as a prostitute. Well, to be fair, most prostitutes don't know how to read either. Yes, who hasn't even learned to read to dress as a prostitute showing off her sexy strut. A preview of the show reveals the disturbing sight of 3-year-old Paisley dressed as one-time drug-using streetwalker Vivian Ward, complete with PVC thigh-high black boots, white tank top, skin-tight blue miniskirt, and look-alike blonde wig, Paisley imitates the Sunset Strip prostitute. Her tiny dress is even detailed with the metal clasp of Ms. Roberts' minimal outfit, which left nothing to the imagination in the Oscar-nominated 1990 film. The PTC went on, there's no question TV executives are complicit in robbing these small kids of their childhood. For years, we've seen adult sexuality being inappropriately and aggressively fostered on innocent young children, but children today are being sexualized at younger and younger ages. I see nothing wrong with that. And all available data suggests they will suffer for it later in life. Something to look forward to. Today's toddler beauty pageants are tomorrow's prostitutes and porn stars. Ting. Second story we have for you today. This is a real short one, but I have to read it to you. It's crazy. This is like a from a police blotter type thing. A 25-year-old man who ate his hunting partner's dog. Okay, that's strange enough, but we're not even done with the first sentence, so let me start over. A 25-year-old man who ate his hunting partner's dog after it was killed in a monkey-related attack, okay, was shot dead by the canine's owner with a crossbow last Tuesday. Okay. Police said the suspect and the victim were friends who were hunting together. It's understood that the suspect shot his friend because he would not help save the dog from being killed in the monkey attack. Monkey! The victim then took the dead dog home to eat it. When the suspect saw this, he fired his crossbow at his friend, killing him instantly. Police say the suspect confessed to the crime following his arrest. So there are monkeys, crossbows, dead dogs, cooking of said dogs. It's a pretty great story in a very compact form. All right, final story we have for you today. One inventive radio station in Canada wants you to win a baby, a real baby. A new contest at Radio Hot 89.9 called Win a Baby is drawing both applause and condemnation. The radio contest announced yesterday offers people a chance to win up to 3 fertility treatments at a local clinic valued at $35,000. Entrants are required to write a letter to the station explaining why they need the treatment to qualify for the top. What if I just wanted the sperm? No, I don't want a baby. I'm just looking for some cum. Some frozen cum to guzzle down. Better yet, why don't we start a contest, win Tim Henson's sperm? I don't care. You girls can do whatever you want with it. It's valued nowhere near $35,000. Considering how much of it I produce on a daily basis into my own hand, look, I'm willing to just give it away to anyone who wants it. All right. To qualify for the top five, the women need to submit a reference from a family doctor and will have to undergo a mandatory consultation. Well, God, they're being all responsible about this and shit. I want a fucking baby from an orphanage raffled off. I think that would be great. Most Facebook and Twitter comments praise the contest, you know, because some parents can't afford, would-be parents can't afford $35,000 if their junk isn't working properly to get a baby. But on the flip side, you know, having money, being able to afford having these treatments is a good indication that you'll be able to take care of this child. Not saying that you'd be good parents, but at least your kid would have some money. You know, if it's going to be fucked up, at least come from a wealthy family, you know what I mean? All right, I think we're crossing some morality lines with this contest. Imagine telling your child you were a prize from a radio station because we had problems conceiving, wrote Casey Schofield on the station's Facebook page. When one in six couples have trouble conceiving, that's a huge percentage, said Hot 89.9 co-host Jeff Mahler. If we help out those families, blah, 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 you get the idea. Of course, he's, you know, supporting his own stupid contest. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple. Wait, what is today? Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails to get the hell out of here. God damn it. All right, freaks, what do you have for me today?
Hey, Jimmy Boo. There's three freaks in a car heading through Ohio on our way down to Atlanta for Dragon Con.
Wow.
Thought we'd say hi.
Car full of nerds. Okay. Next up, yes. My computer's still going extremely slow for some reason.
Hey, Tim. I keep on trying to send this fax, but...
Oh, my God. All right, I get it. It's the same thing. The number hasn't changed. It's the same message that's been for years. It's just how it works. Yes, you can send faxes through that service. It's not that funny. Go on.
From Florida, I had a couple of ideas. One is, I think, to do something fun on your show, like at the voicemail section, you should call one voicemailer back, especially like one that aggravates you or whatever.
I've done that before when people have pissed me off. I don't do it often, but once in a while I will call someone up based on their voicemail.
Hey, Timmy, Sideshow Member Greg from Austin calling in with a question for CJ, the 34-year-old near-dead. I was just wondering if you might be willing to tell us what your condition is. I'm just curious. And really, how hopeless is it? I mean, it's kind of a bummer that you're going to leave us, but is it one of those things where it's definitely going to take you away soon, or is there a possibility you might live? Because that's going to be a bummer of a show when somebody calls in to let us know that you died.
There's going to be a lot of bummer shows coming up.
But anyway, I was just curious, man. I mean, really, how hopeless is it?
Yeah, CJ, if you want to call in and let us know what your status is, I guess, that would be good. I honestly don't even know, honestly.
Hey, Tim, Brickback here. I'm just calling because I had a weird thought. What do we know about the Jagu guy? The guy who actually said Jagu.
We know he's bald and he likes to be squeezed by whores. They're specifically with their thighs.
I would like to see if we could track that motherfucker down. Ask him his thoughts, especially when he realizes that they're... Shut the fuck up.
I don't think we have a name. Whoa.
Sorry.
Are you hydroplaning?
But I have one of those headset things, so I'm not being... I'm being an asshole, but I'm not. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how easy it would be to track down that guy. Again, I don't have his name or anything, so I think we're screwed there.
Hey, sorry to call twice one dick underage listener doing here. But I just wanted to say, I hope your dad gets better. I hope by the time that you get this voice message that he's, like, out of the hospital.
Well...
I think it's kind of just mean when, like, the listeners call in and, like, make impressions of an old man, like, dying. I know one guy did and called it by the time he gets his quality. That's just rude. All right, well, keep up the great work.
Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, I guess. Oh, my God. Jesus fucking Christ, clear. iTunes. Work with me.
Timmy Shit Dick Henson.
He's a shitty bloatware. Bloatware.
I know you played the video of the guy freaking out because his mom canceled his WoW account when he shows a remote up his ass. Well, I saw another video of the same dude and he was getting a tattoo. I think it was for his 18th birthday.
Yeah, that's what he does.
I swear to God, this guy's such a fucking pussy. The guy puts the needle on his arm for like 2 seconds and he just screams, ah!
That's a shtick, man. All of his videos are like that. Just him freaking out. Next caller. Sometime. Go ahead whenever. Whenever iTunes wants to play.
Hey,
this.
Faggot. Okay. I was just wondering if you were dead because you didn't post a fucking show on Wednesday and it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Freaks are used to it being early in the morning.
I was dead.
Thursday.
Okay, all right. God damn it, my listeners are annoying. What? Speak! Now! Go! God
at 855-556-2220.
Oh, next! Oh, man. We're not doing voicemails anymore. This is the last voicemail.
Hey, Sam, it's Matt in Kansas. I heard some sex terms that I thought you would find funny. The first one is called the Lion King, and it's when you're fucking somebody and you pull out and you come on their belly or their tits or whatever. And then you wipe your thumb in it, and then you wipe it across their forehead, and you go, Simba.
That's a good one. I like
the other one is the pterodactyl, and that's when you're on top, and you grab the sheets, and you hold them up like you got a pair of wings, and you go,
ca-ca, ca-ca. All right, very good. Both good sex terms. I like the Lion King one particularly. Okay, next caller. Bear with me here.
Hey, Timmy.
There we
it's
go.
A long, long, long time freak calling in, and I just wanted to tell you about my little train ride this evening. I get out of school really, really, really late, so I have an hour-long train ride on the public light rail system.
Oh, God.
All the way down, like an hour, and I got to have a very interesting conversation with a drunk man this evening until he started standing up and yelling, hello. And running up and down the aisles and stuff.
Could have been worse.
Oh, yeah. Just thought you would enjoy that. Bye.
Could have been real easy. Could have puked on you. All right. And finally today, at some point. Finally today. There we go.
Hey, Kimberly, you're a faggot. You're a faggot.
It's a pretty song. Thank you. Timmy Boo is a faggot.
I say, Kimmy, you're a faggot. You're a fucking faggot. Get in.
I mean, it's kind of catchy.
Say, right up past. We're all getting fun. With a Kimmy Boo.
If you could put a beat behind that, I'd appreciate it. Scooby Dooby Doo.
You're a fucking faggot.
All right. Thank you for that. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is no God.
You are a faggot.
Spread the distortion, STD, baby. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Thursday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Make it feel really good for you.
Feels good. Hey! Stop! No! Why are you doing this?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me? Would you let me lick you everywhere?
That's sick! And I trusted you!